So if you want to grow the seeds of your business, of your justice work, if you want to promote healing in your family and experience untold bliss and joy along the way, I recommend that you get into activating the magic of the spring equinox.
Hey, beautiful. This is Aminata Soul Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am the host of the Mother Tree Network, where spirituality and earth wisdom meet racial justice and women's leadership.
Good day, gorgeous. How are you? It's Aminata Desert Rose, Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am here with you on this lovely morning in March when I'm recording this. And I have to say out loud, this is like my sixth recording of this episode. Wow, it has been an epic journey through difficulties and equipment problems and sound problems. But now we are here, and I am so excited to be bringing you this episode of the Mother Tree Network. This is a solo episode where I'm going to be sharing my ideas and my understanding of the spring equinox, what it is, why it's important, and how you can use it to supercharge your intentions, your dreams, your goals, your projects that you want to launch in this coming spring. So please stay on for all of that juicy stuff. Before I say another word, though, about the episode, I have to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We, the Mother Tree Network, are now in the top 5% of podcasts globally. Wow. Thank you, listeners, for making that possible and for leaving us reviews. If you like this podcast, please pass it on to someone. And please leave us a review, because that's how we get discovered. And that's how more people can get to the medicine, to the inspiration, to the practical tips from our guests. I also want to say, of course, thank you to all of our previous guests on the Mother Tree Network, because your voice, your work in the world, your hearts matter. And I appreciate you. Of course, I also want to thank our team, especially Claire, my assistant, and my husband, Michael, whose music is constantly inside and around this podcast, hoping to liven it up and keep it on a high vibe. So Mother Tree Network, we're going to keep moving forward. And yeah, thank you so much. Okay, back to this episode. So after I define the equinox and why it's important, and I'm going to go into describing how we in the Mother Tree community are going to be celebrating and working with the spring equinox. We're creating something called the Spring Equinox Soul Journey to Self-Trust. And that's because spring is a perfect time, early spring in this transition that we go through, is the perfect time to restore trust with yourself so that you have less inner resistance when you try to get out there and, you know, roar like a dandelion, or be seen and be visible, or have your voice be heard, or attract people to your project. Before you can really do all that, there has to be restoring of self-trust. So I say more about that in an episode, so I don't want to get into that now. And I want to remind everyone that in addition to the spring equinox, we're also going to be having that first new moon in April, which is a good time to create your vision board. Ooh, let's leave that little seed out there. I'll say more about that in the future. All right, without further ado, here we go. The spring equinox. So So what is a spring equinox? I know I didn't grow up with the spring equinox as a part of my regular, you know, observing of the shift into spring. I grew up with, you know, oh, the first day of spring is March 21st and the Ides of March and St. Patrick's Day. I never heard about the spring equinox. Well, that changed later in my life when I started to go on retreats with women who were more in touch with the earth cycles and who were seeing the potential for transformation if we use those special days like the equinox or the solstice, if we use them as a portal. But let's get into it. What is the spring equinox? Well, it's a day that happens once a year when we have equal hours of light and equal hours of darkness. On March 19th, we're going to have our equinox this year. Now, what makes it special or what makes it important is that the spring equinox is a portal. It is a powerful time when you can make a shift to allow yourself to be seen, to let your creativity shine through, and most importantly, to initiate major actions. When we use ritual on that day of equilibrium, that moment of perfect balance, we activate, we supercharge our ability to spring forth like plants and like our friends in the animal and fungi worlds. And when we follow the energy of each season, so in our case, the energy of spring, we end up regenerating with the earth. We end up thriving and evolving into our most unlimited and authentic selves. We end up being more effective in the love and the care that we're sharing with our family and our community. The spring equinox is now one of my favorite days of the year because it's like this day, and the days leading up to it, where I get to harness this beautiful energy of spring and use it like a jetpack on myself. But that doesn't mean that I go fast all the time or that I just go all the time. No, I'm still regenerating with the earth. I'm still paying attention to pacing and rhythms. It's just that now I'm doing it wisely and in the context of spring.
Hey, y'all. The spring equinox is coming, and I invite you to celebrate, commemorate it with us, the Mother Tree community. We're going to go deep into self-trust. We are going to enrich your soil so that you can give birth to that beautiful project, so that you can let the seeds that have been hanging out, germinating inside of you, come forth later in the year. This is the time, the spring equinox, to go deep and to build self-trust. For more information, go to my website, dramandakemp.com, and look for spring equinox.
So if you want to grow the seeds of your business, of your justice work, if you want to promote healing in your family and experience untold bliss and joy along the way, I recommend that you get into activating the magic of the spring equinox. And I'm going to share a few things with you about how we do it. So let's dive in. Okay. So the first thing that you need to do in this spring equinox window, and I consider that a few days before and a few days after, so not just on the day of March the 19th, I think that most of us need to pay attention to the principle of restoring trust. Now, why do I say that? If we don't trust ourselves, it is very hard for us to take action, major action, to bring something new into the world, to including ourselves, or a sabbatical, or a new project, or a job, or write a grant. If we don't trust ourselves, we're going to have a lot of inner resistance to taking on that challenge. So the reason why I say restore trust is because over the course of time, most of us have done something in the last year that was out of integrity, that where we were not in alignment with our authentic selves or our values. So, for example, maybe you said yes to a family member when you meant no. Maybe you let a deadline pass and didn't apply for a job or a grant or a learning opportunity because you were afraid and overwhelmed. Maybe you didn't step in when there was some bullying or some supremacy culture at work inside of your organization or your classroom. Maybe you took on more work because you thought, well, no one else would do it, even though you had done enough. Those are just a few examples of how we get out of alignment with ourselves. So how do you restore trust? How do you restore trust with yourself so that you can bring your whole self along for the ride, for the adventure of whatever it is that you want to initiate, launch this spring? Well, it's tricky to do it by yourself. I'll say that. It is tricky to do it alone. I recommend that when you take the journey to self-trust during the spring equinox, that you do it with a group or that you do it with a guide so that you don't get lost and stuck in recriminations and guilt and justifications and all the things that we can do when we're hanging out in the mind. And the second thing that we can do to restore trust is to create ritual. So the first thing is to kind of delve in and notice where there's a lack of trust, to check in with your many parts. And then the second thing is to create ritual. Now, by ritual, I mean powerful actions that can be done repeatedly with the intention of something wonderful emerging, something that is done consciously, that is done prayerfully or with a whole sense of the sacred. That's what I mean by ritual. So they can be small or they can be large. And I recommend that you use ritual. It could be creating a fire. It could be creating an altar. I recommend that you use ritual during the spring equinox time to help propel your goals, or to bring into, to invite into your life journey, your God, your angels, your ancestors, the earth, whatever it is that you find holy, to invite that into this journey with you to support you. I'm going to tell you about what we are going to do for the spring equinox now. In the Mother Tree community, we are having a spring equinox soul journey to self-trust. And we're going to do this on the 16th of March through the 19th. And during this time, we're going to create altars. We're going to make offerings to the land where we live. We're going to communicate with plants and trees. We're going to sing. We're going to pray. And we're going to share our dreams. All simple, but powerful. And if you would like to join us, you can. Just go to my website, DrAmandaKemp.com/spring-equinox. Our equinox container is going to be virtual, so you can participate from anywhere that you live in the world. And I'm so excited that enriching this container are two guest teachers, my friend Jojapa Maria Nsoroma, who is a wisdom keeper in African medicine, and my friend Lewis Jackson, who is a super experienced yogi becoming, who's had over three decades of working with the body and who is a super wise person when it comes to building trust or rebuilding trust with our bodies. So I'm so excited that they're going to be joining me. Over the course of the 4 days, if you hang out with us, if you come in with us, you're going to learn how to soften and open your body to receive the loving energy from the divine, from earth, from your ancestors, and yourself. You're going to learn how to befriend the many parts of yourself, especially the parts of you that are critical, that seem scared or whiny or jealous or afraid. You're going to tap into those parts of yourself and befriend them so that they don't become inner resistance to you taking the steps forward towards your vision, toward that new thing you want to launch in the spring, or that healing that you want to create for your family. So we're going to help create the space so that you can tap into yourself and befriend yourself so that every part of you is on board or at least neutral about this fabulous spring that you want to have. So if you're wondering, I don't know, is the spring equinox really something for me? Am I really ready to be in a group for the spring equinox? Let me just say this. It is 100% okay to simply start your spring equinox observance by feeling into the energy of it. Just breathing in and noticing the light, how you feel. Take a walk outside, watch the sunset. These are all things you can do to just start noticing the spring equinox. But if you want to supercharge your intentions, that's when I think it would be important to be part of a group or to have a friend and get into the work of restoring self-trust. Our particular gathering is really good if you are a founder or if you're someone who wants to start something new and you're dealing with a lot of self-doubt and second-guessing and inner criticism. This is a good place for you. Or if you're someone who's an advocate, a justice advocate, and you're on the verge of burnout and you don't really know how to rest, this is a good container for you. We'll show you how to rest and receive. And this is also a good place for you if you're someone who has trouble honoring your own boundaries, who has trouble living with no. I'm laughing because that is me sometimes. And this is for someone who, for you, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling like, wow, am I the only one out here who sees how this overculture is a bunch of BS and it's taking us into a land of separation and you want to slow down and you want to live differently. This container is good for you too. So all you have to do is go to my website, drvandekemp.com/spring-equinox, and you'll find information and how to sign up. And I would love to see you in our spring equinox soul journey to self-trust. That is a wrap. It has been so good to be with you today, gorgeous. If you hear anything on this podcast that you think would help a friend or a family member, please pass it on and leave us a review. Leave us some stars. It helps us to know what is impacting people. I'm Aminata Desert Rose, Plant Walker, Fire Woman, and you are gorgeous. See you next time.